Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your director's commentary track for all the content I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 127, and the title is Probably Possible. The note reads, have the mindset that most of your ideas are doable. Here's the story behind the sticky. When you strive to embrace possibilities, you will inevitably amass quite a collection of concepts and ideas that you'd like to see put into action, or at least have time to explore. You may become critical of some of the ideas as you work to weed out some concepts in order to be more realistic about which ideas you can actually pursue. The problem with this is you may be waving off really good ideas for the wrong reasons. Crossing an idea off your list just because you think it will take too long to put into action, you could be robbing yourself of a big payoff in the long term. The guys who created MailChimp grew their business, which is now worth more than $5 million and growing by $120 million per year, out of a failed side project that took 17 years to become the huge success it is today. You should have at least one idea in development that is a long-term play that you really believe in. Discarding ideas because you personally don't like them or feel you don't have the skills or talent to make them successful is also jumping the gun. Do you know someone for whom this idea would be perfect? Can you find someone who does have the skills, talent, and interest to take the idea and run with it? Perhaps there's an opportunity to work together, or to sell them the idea and act as a supportive guide from the sidelines. Heck, even giving them the idea outright would be more valuable in the long run than simply writing it off. If you were given a tub of free strawberry ice cream and you absolutely despise that flavor, would you throw it away? Or find someone who does enjoy that flavor and perhaps make a new friend by giving it to them? Every idea has potential and possibilities and benefits to bestow. They just may not be all yours to reap. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you would like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily alert that includes a copy of that day's sticky note, which is hand-drawn by me using a Sharpie marker on a 3x3 yellow post-it note, which I publish for the world to see. Your email will also include a link to the audio track that I've been recording this year, one episode for every single sticky note, where you get a little inside information or the thought behind the message that day, the story behind the sticky, if you will, just like the one I shared with you today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.